This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I have a great first hour lined up for everybody, and in the second hour, Al is going to be featuring the KER Politics blog. I highly recommend everybody checking out our website on a daily basis for our market commentary. And to kick off this show, I have Chris Martinson, co-founder of Peak Prosperity. He has written a number of books, one of which I am about halfway through called Prosper. I highly recommend checking out that book and, of course, checking out Chris's website. Chris, what I do want to talk about on this segment is a stat that was released on Friday that talked about how the ECB and the Bank of Japan now have balance sheets larger than the Fed. That's mind-blowing in my eyes, but you know what? If you actually take a step back and realize still how much the ECB and Bank of Japan are printing, this just goes to show the central banks are still goosing these markets.
Absolutely they are. And this is really one of the most important pieces of information anybody can have in their back pocket because two reasons. First, it helps you understand why equity markets continue to rise and why bond markets are continuing to be stable at very, very elevated levels. And two, it helps you understand that the central banks have gotten themselves into a binary position where either they continue to do what they're doing and things sort of stay propped up, or they fail at what they're doing. And the question then is, how far could things fall? The answer is really far.
Chris, how worried are you about the narrative that we have begun to hear out of these other central banks of also starting to wind down their QE programs? Is that going to lead to an inevitable collapse or correction, you could say, or is there something else that's going to do that?
Well, look, the central banks will continue to expand for as long as they are allowed to. And I'm really impressed that so-called investors have looked past all this and decided to continue to play along as long as the music's playing. And listen, I can't fault that. But in this story, if you really understand the extraordinary degree of just how unusual this period of history is, this isn't like they're trying a little extra printing. This is the most ever. Consider, the Federal Reserve balance sheet has been flat through all of 2017, but in the first 4 months of 2017, the other two in this story, the ECB and the BOJ, together, managed to increase the amount of new money in the system by $1 trillion just in 4 months. So now let's wander over and let's notice, yeah, stocks are sort of like continuing to sort of scratch out new highs. They're not vaulting up by 5 or 10%, but they are banging around at all-time highs and sometimes a few percent higher or lower. That's costing over $200 billion a month to sustain. So connect the dots. The next question to ask is, what would happen if they weren't putting $200 billion in? Let's not even talk about unwinding the balance sheets. Let's just talk about holding them steady. And my answer to that is markets that require $200 billion a month to just stay somewhat elevated are going to correct hard, even if the balance sheets just go into static phase.
Now, Chris, why do you think investors continue to, I guess, chase the central bank money and put their money into the markets, just equities, into essentially paper and numbers on screens? Why aren't they going more into hard assets or other avenues rather than simply into the markets?
It's a complex situation, and we peel it back a little, Corey, and first we find that there are some investors, and I put air quotes around that, who don't have a choice. So these are pension funds, they're endowments, they're mutual funds, they are money market funds, they are ETFs that by virtue of the prospectus that they deliver to their investors, they have to be invested in certain ways. So you could be a long-only fund that's operating out of Fidelity, not to pick on anybody in particular, but you don't have the opportunity legally at all or institutionally to do anything other than be long equities in that moment. So you've got that, what I'll call them the trapped class. And then there's this other class that's really driving the markets heavily. And as your listeners know, more than 90% of these markets now are just driven by computers, by algorithms, big reports in Wall Street Journal talking about what a hot job it is to be a quant, short for quantitative person, short for math geek. These people, very high demand, commanding $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 as young men and women. And I want to emphasize young. Most of these people haven't seen a downturn. All they understand is a market that's driven by upwards of $200 billion a month of Federal Reserve and central bank largesse. And so they haven't been around for a real correction. So we have all these computer programs. They're all busy running around. They're all perfectly happy to keep doing that while the money spigots are wide open. So all we have to understand and question for ourselves is, how long can those money spigots stay open?
Oh, that's a very good question. And you know what? They can maybe stay open longer than some people would like to agree or understand. But one other topic that I think we do need to address when we're talking about central banks, and that is the Fed president continuing to talk about some sort of an unwinding of their balance sheet. Of course, this is only talk, and they're pointing to maybe the end of the year, beginning of next year is when this might start happening. Clearly, the bond market is not buying it because we continue to see a flattening of the yield curve. What are your comments on this chatter that's coming out of the Fed?
It's all talk at this point in time, and I truly believe that the central banks are both awestruck by, in a proud way, and scared to death of the markets that they've created. They say they're data dependent, but really they're market dependent. And we know that because every time the markets wobble a little bit, you have this just flood of central bank officials out talking up how everything's great. So clearly they're very market dependent. Clearly they've created markets that they have invested a lot of their personal careers and I would say egotistical sort of involvement in, and they're really attached to these markets, proving them right. But the model was always this, and Ben Bernanke laid this out, I think it was back in 2010, Wall Street Journal article op-ed, where he said, we're going to drive these financial prices higher because then people will feel better, and then they'll borrow more, and then they'll spend more. Understand, the central banks are slave to a model that says we always have to borrow and spend more. And you and I know, and your listeners know, that's not actually a great model because you have to have things like productive investment. You have to understand the resources aren't infinite. You have to have a view for the future. It can't always be about just borrowing and spending more to drive equity prices up. So that was the Fed model. It's completely broken at this point. People are starting to figure that out all over the place. And so where I see this going at this point is I think the central banks will continue until something breaks. But when this breaks, this is really the mother of all bubbles, and this didn't start in 2009. This is really the central banks continuing an experiment they started in the early 1980s, and here was the experiment. Can we borrow at twice the rate that our income is growing forever? Dumb idea, I know. You can solve it on a napkin in 2 seconds with a crayon. It's not hard. Obviously a dumb idea. But that's the idea we're in slavish devotion to at the central bank level. That's what they're trying to perpetuate. It's now costing them $200 billion fresh thin air dollars a month just to keep that illusion limping along.
That's a crazy number, too. $200 billion a month. Man, that is insane. And I'm sure when they first thought it up, they thought, oh, this will be perfect. But when you take a step back, you're absolutely right, Chris. This seems like a silly and flat-out dumb idea. But you know what? All the central banks seem to be reading from the same playbook, and it can only go on for so long, but it can go on, I think, longer than many people expect. So again, I think you do need to be protected, and I think almost ignore those people that you might encounter on a day-to-day basis saying, look how much money I'm making in the markets, because when they do correct, it's going to, I think, be sharp and very, very painful. But hey, who knows when that'll happen? All we can do is keep our eyes on the actual data and be protected. Chris, it's been fantastic having you on the show as always. Again, go check out Chris's website, peakprosperity.com. I'm going to be right back, continue on with the first hour.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're going to cover a lot in this segment because I am joined by a good friend, Trader Vic Sparandio. And Trader Vic, we're going to start off by talking about something that's lost a lot of media attention recently, and that is this Department of Labor fiduciary rule, which was pushed back when Trump entered office by, I believe it was 60 days. It is scheduled to come into effect June 9th. let's first start off by getting your comments on how this rule, when it does come into law, how it will impact the markets and investors in terms of, well, essentially money managers, how they manage people's money.
Okay, well, it's people who run retirement accounts, 401ks, and IRAs, fiduciaries, $15 trillion pot of money in Wall Street. And if anybody knows me, they know that I'm sort of anti-government regulations and things. This law does one thing that is reasonable. It makes the account executives and brokers who handle retirement fiduciaries so they can be sued if charged in fees and if they do not handle the account on a responsible basis. For example, if you were long NASDAQ and person 71 run into a 208 and they lose 50%, they can be sued. It happens all the time. So they got to be much more conservative towards those retirement accounts. And it's a good thing for anybody that has a retirement account.
So, Trader Vic, it sounds like you are more or less on board with this rule, but some of the complaints that I've heard from other people and other analysts is that the fees are going to be increased by these money management groups and money managers to the extent that it's really going to hurt the individual. What do you have to say about this?
No, I think that is baloney. I'd use a different word, but we're on radio. The fact is, if you charge higher fees, you can be sued, right? So the problem is they're going to keep fees low. And you look at Vanguard, which is the low fee firm in the street that started it all. I mean, they have accounts that you can buy, I think, for 18 basis points. So if you want to charge 150 basis points or 100. You're really not competitive, and now what the law says is you are a fiduciary. You represent the client. You don't represent you. So you gotta buy what is the cheapest along with the investment guidelines of how old the client is, because you can have a retirement account at 30. You know what I mean? So it isn't on the face of it a bad thing for customers in my world. Of course, they're suggesting that they're going to lose their ability to get advisors. Baloney. The whole Charles Schwab, they'll take your account all day long. They don't pay their brokers commissions. So they charge a fixed fee. It's going to be low, and they'd be happy to take your business. That isn't true.
All right, so Trader Vic, let's also look at another news story that has dominated a lot of the media, and that is dealing with the Paris Climate Accord that Trump is looking to pull out of. We don't know what he's doing right now as we're recording, but you mentioned you have some comments. Please share.
Right. As we speak, Trump is on TV announcing the pullout of the deal. And really, that was a campaign promise. If you look back, he said this many times. And this is going to be the first president ever in history that is going to be condemned for keeping his word. It's funny to listen to. But anyway, it's a good thing, again, for consumers, because the whole point of climate change, this Paris Climate Accord, was to raise prices on energy. It would cost jobs. I won't go into detail on that. That's why, by the way, look in the newspaper, Google. Oil company CEOs are 100% for this accord. Why? It's going to raise the price of energy. And they also will get benefits by selling their carbon allocations. And they're going to do great. So, it's really good for the people that work and drive cars to work and use energy. So it's a good thing. And it's actually one of the few things you can really say that Trump, did a good thing on. So he's really just has my admiration for sticking by his guns.
Okay, you mentioned oil in your last explanation, and that's a market that I want to focus on right now because oil continues to be under some pressure, remaining under $50 a barrel. Yes, it is still in its trading range, but it's in the lower part of the trading range. And on the back of the news out of OPEC recently that they are extending their production cuts but not expanding on them, and the U.S. continues to grow its output, with also the U.S. looking like it's pulling out of this Paris Climate Accord, do you think that oil will continue to be under some pretty significant pressure?
Oh, yeah. Even more so, because, again, he's promoting the drilling. I mean, the U.S. is a powerhouse of potential energy, and it's going to compete with the Arab world for the prices of energy. It's going to drive them down because there's going to be more energy. So this is good, again, for consumers, you know, for people who live day to day. And right now, there is a tremendous overhang still of inventory. And I believe that in a general expression, you should stay away from oil. I'm not going to say short oil because there are geopolitical risks. But the oil cannot rise in this environment. There's a huge amount of overhead inventory. And I'll throw in agriculture here just as a general. I'm not trying to be too specific. But agriculture has a tremendous oversupply. So all things being equal, and that sounds like an economist's word, but it means no drought. We're in drought season here in July. So if there's no drought, assuming there's no unusual weather pattern, agricultural commodities are also in the same place as energy. They'll be in a downtrend or at best across the page, a flat line. Now, what does that mean? That means that inflation is not going to be a factor in the short run for sure. And therefore, the Fed, which is supposed to raise rates this month, a quarter of a point, that's still iffy. And I would say that that is going to be dependent upon tomorrow's non-farm payrolls, even though today was a very good number with ADP, and it's going to be dependent on retail sales. So it's iffy at this point. I would say, normally they want to raise rates, so they're going to raise rates a quarter. It will not have a major impact on anything, but it is psychologically a negative.
Well, I think it will be interesting to see what comes out of the next Fed meeting, not necessarily in terms of what they do in that meeting, unless, of course, they do not raise rates, but what their forward projections are for the September meeting, as well as what other chatter we hear about any sort of unwinding of their balance sheets. But again, one of the bigger pictures that you mentioned there, this unwinding of inflation that we're seeing almost across the board. It was a story early on this year, and now the narrative has changed quite drastically. It's going to be very interesting to see if that continues, because then that will further put some pressure on the Fed. Trader Vic, it's always great having you on the show. I appreciate the time that you spent with us. Everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition. In this segment, I am joined by fund manager based out of Chicago, Dana Lyons. Dana also has a free blog, which I visit on almost a daily basis, but I understand you've been very busy recently, Dana, so posting there has been light, but you did have some very interesting posts at the end of the week. Now, what I do want to talk about, Dana, because you do cover a wide range of markets, is first focus on the U.S. equity markets. Again, climbing to new all-time highs, even in the face of some pretty negative economic news for the U.S. However, there has been this commentary on a general thinning out of the markets, raising essentially on less stocks that are carrying these markets higher. Can you please share your thoughts when you do hear the comment of the markets are thinning out?
Well, I think there's definitely evidence starting to build of a thinning out of the rally. We're seeing it in some of our key breadth indicators that are continuing to show that the momentum, some of the key momentum of indicators on breadth are continuing to point to the downside, which is a red flag for us. On top of that, you're seeing declining volume measures not confirming these new highs in the major averages. And furthermore, you're seeing an expansion of new lows. So you're seeing the rally definitely thin out to some extent, but as we're talking about before I came on the air, I don't think it reaches to the point of a major immediate concern at this point. I think what we're seeing is that considering the extent of the rally, considering the magnitude of the rally, it's going to be able to withstand some of this non-confirmation, some of the divergences, some thinning out of this rally. I think the momentum, the pure momentum, in some of the large cap averages and some of the areas that continue to work, like technology, et cetera, some of the momentum there to the upside, is going to allow these averages to withstand some of those divergences for some time. I think what we often see at major tops is a significant process of divergence whereby we have, you know, not just a single day or week of divergence. You have like a longer term process of divergences or non-confirmations on the part of momentum or breadth indicators, and that goes on for some time before those non-confirmations really put a hurt on the market and are significant. I think we're probably at the beginning of that process now, where we're beginning to see divergences, but that there's enough strong action in the market, there are enough segments of the market that are still performing well, still have good momentum, still moving to new highs, that's enough to prevent these so-called divergences or thinning out of the rally from really derailing the bull market at this point. But it's definitely got our attention. It doesn't have us running for the exits yet at this point.
So again, these divergences are prevalent in the markets today, but they aren't necessarily the best timing indicator to say that we are absolutely going to get a pullback in the very short term. One other thing that you brought up to me off mic was that you're actually seeing some longer term plays for these markets, that they're showing you that investors, instead of just rotating their money from sector to sector, are actually starting to focus on a few of these sectors, and that gives you some confidence that there are these longer term opportunities. Please share why you see this and why you're saying this, Dana.
Yeah, sure. You know, we've seen, I think the concept of rotation is sometimes a little bit overrated. I think it's often just the fact that, okay, some things are going up, some things are going down, and people get stuck into this rotation. But I think clearly over the last, you know, 12 to 15 months, we have seen a rotational type of bull market where different areas of the market have taken turns showing leadership that has propelled the market upward. I think that character seems to be changing now a little bit, in that we have, it seems like a handful of areas of the market that have taken turns carrying that rotation, that leadership, but it's not extending to other areas of the market. So it's not, you know, a rotation among every market segment, but a select few leaders are left leading the market higher, like the growth segment of the market, the large caps, the mega caps, technology. We're seeing materials move to new highs today. Consumer discretion, I'd say the one recent rotation, I would say, is some of the defensive names like staples and utilities moving to new highs. But I think, like you mentioned, I think there are longer term winners and losers being delineated at this point. I think if you look at the financials, if you look at small caps, just to name two, I think you're seeing a couple segments of clear winners and losers on a longer term trend being laid out here. So you're not having this wide market rotation. You're having smaller rotation with clear winners and losers being parsed out at this point. So it's not that the financials go down every day. It's not that technology leads every day, although it almost has. But you're seeing a trend where overall technology and these other groups maintain their leadership month over month. And financials, and at this point, small caps have been maintaining their lagging qualities and really setting up more of a longer-term bifurcation in the market, which is a little bit, it's kind of a nuanced difference in this rotational concept. But we're starting to see, as we see it, you know, clear winners and losers being laid out at this point.
All right, you know what, Dana? I think that actually could be good for the markets if investors did start to focus on a couple sectors that they believe had maybe a better long-term outlook rather than simply looking for whatever is undervalued and making it more of a short-term rotational play. I like looking for more of the sectors that I think will be sustainable for longer. Now, another market that I do want to touch on is the precious metals, more specifically GLD. There's a long-term downtrend line that, again, GLD is bumping up against. It bumped up against it last year. And as I mentioned, we're right there again. What do you think about this chart?
Yeah, you know, typically on a longer-term chart or a chart that's had such a big move, we'll use like a log scale to chart it or to chart trend lines on there. We're using a linear chart in this case on the GLD just because we're using what works. You know, we have no allegiance one way or other. We're just going to migrate to whatever's working. And on a linear scale of the GLD, we're seeing prices test the downtrend line since that 2011 top. So we bounced off of there in the fall of 2012. Also several times, like you mentioned, between July and September of 2016. And most recently, in the middle of April, we hit that, hit the trend line. At the time, it was about around 122, knocked us back down to about 115 on the GLD. We have bounced back and are testing that trend line once again, which is right around the just north of 121 at this point. So it's what has worked, like it or not. If we do break above that trend line, it might be, you know, the catalyst or impetus for actually finally seeing some upward momentum in gold prices, at least in the near term. So, yeah, we do have our eye on that trend line right now.
Well, a little follow through for gold would, I think, bring a lot more money into the sector simply because this whole year it feels like gold has slightly disappointed every time it's tried to make a run. And that, I think, continues to be the story for the precious metals. A lot of people are watching, but also waiting for some sort of a significant breakout. Dana, it's been great as always having you on the show. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos.
Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition and the first hour that is focused on finance and economics. We've already had some great discussions in this hour. And to wrap up this hour, I have John Kaiser of Kaiser Research on the line with me. And John, you are my go-to in terms of junior mining companies. But before we get into some companies that caught your attention at this recent Cambridge House show, please break down what you thought of the show, the attendance, and your general takeaway, please.
Well, this was the International Letter Writers Conference. They had 40 speakers here, about 90 companies exhibiting, not like in the old days where you would have 200, 300 companies exhibiting. And of the 40 speakers, about 20 of them were traditional newsletter writers, the kind who make their money collecting subscriptions from readers. The mood was good. Vancouver had fantastic weather. I understand that they've been drenched for most of the year. So we were quite surprised at the turnout, both on Sunday morning. It kind of flutter away in the afternoon because they couldn't bear to just spend the whole day inside in the conference room. But there was also strong turnout on Monday. And I had a very good time talking to companies, getting new ideas going. I can't share any of them at the moment, but there is definitely a sense that discovery exploration is making a comeback. And, of course, I think last time we talked about Arizona Silver. There was a lot of excitement about that during the conference and, of course, not so much excitement the day after.
Well, John, I think unfortunately everybody who has been following that stock saw the initial drill results and, well, sold pretty heavily. So we will see some future results coming out of Arizona Silver because drills are still turning. Hopefully, for those shareholders' sake, they are a bit better than the first results. But again, follow-up work always needed. It's one of the nice things about this market is that companies are cashed up enough that they are not just trying to survive on one drill result. John, let's also look at some other opportunities that you are seeing and sharing with your subscribers, maybe some opportunities that you think investors have over the next couple months and even through the end of the year.
An emerging theme is this the market getting tired of the tyranny of the gold price, and gold price has been it's been hanging in there, but it also hasn't been trending higher anymore. And what was interesting about the Arizona Silver stock was that it ran $1.21 or close at $1.21 on Monday when, you know, at best you should have been paying like 60 cents where I recommended it at about a week and a half ago ahead of drill results. So people want to see new discoveries, things to get excited about. And one of my picks from recent bottom fish picks, Rainy Mountain Royalty Corp, it had been stuck at 10 cents. And they'd raised a bunch of money at that price through a rights offering. I'm absolutely tickled to see they are now at 15 cents. There are no rumors out there about anything, but they have started drilling on that Brunswick project in Ontario, where Bob Middleton has put together a play which he thinks could be another Borden type of discovery that Probe Mines delivered up to us about 3-4 years ago. So this type of play is catching the market's interest. Cartier Resources, which is one of my bottom fish picks, it used to have just a few hundred thousand dollars in its treasury. Now they have $8 million. A good chunk of it came from Agnico Eagle, who became one of those 19.9% investors. And again, this is a big trend. The big guys are looking for juniors with discovery exploration plays. So Cartier will be now drilling the Chimo project, both extending the main deeper zone and testing seven similar rod-like bodies within that project. It's part of this whole trend of district rethinking, taking projects where there are mineralized systems that didn't really work in the past and seeing if there is a lot more to them which works at the metal price that we have today.
So, John, you did mention Cartier Resources and how Agnico Eagle is now a 19.9% shareholder. This has been a continued trend, as, again, you mentioned. But how important is it for you to see, either when you're invested or when you're analyzing a company, that there are major companies, at least one, that have an equity position already in the company?
It's very important. You know, another company that raised an awful lot of money earlier this year is White Gold Corp, which is Sean Ryan's new deal. And they've raised over $20 million, and they've got a three-year program to spend, whatever, $6 million a year grab drilling these various prospects in the Yukon. And that's kind of a contrast with Arizona Silver, which is not yet backed by one of these producers. It's still doing it with a small budget of $1.5 million in the treasury. Market still has a kill shot mentality. When the major gets involved, they're not expecting you to spend $200,000 on one hole and deliver a barn burner. They're actually giving you enough money for a 1 year window. That's a grace period. You don't have to deliver the results tomorrow or even next month. Go do a good job, spend the money wisely, and then flesh out this system and show us what you have. So that's when you see these 9.9% or 19.9% producer-type investments where they don't have rights to the project itself, that's a very strong sign. It also shelters you from the kind of negative backlash that the market will inflict on you if the first holes that you drill don't deliver what you were hoping for.
So, John, I do actually think that it is positive to see some of these stocks run up even before we start to see any results. And I know that is very much speculation, very much a dangerous game, but seeing some money that has been in the sector, whether it has been raised from large companies or just general investors, how important and how positive is it in your eyes to see this trend of companies being cashed up to go after targets?
I think it's great because there's only so and so many optionality plays. Like at the conference, I talked about, well, we're supposed to give two of our favorites. So I gave Midas Gold as my long-term optionality play, and I gave Arizona Silver as my rootin-tootin' cowboy-type play. And it actually moved up the next day, and then, of course, down the following day. There aren't that many Midas Gold-type optionality plays, but if we get this discovery exploration cycle going, there are many, many juniors. Remember, although $1 billion has been raised by TSX Venture Juniors in the past 3 months, that money went to about 10% of the listings in the resource sector. And that doesn't mean the other 90% are garbage. They're just lower profile, haven't yet caught the attention of a bigger audience, maybe because of they have weaker marketing. So if we get into this discovery exploration cycle as I think probably by the end of this year or early next year, there is many lateral ways to come in. There's many different stories to come in. You may have missed the boat on the first winner, but then the next one could deliver something even better. So it's good to see this appetite for speculation coming back in. Good to see stocks run up on anticipation. And it's, of course, unfortunate that they're still selling off very quickly. They're still afraid of losing the money that that they've lost in the last 5 years, going everything, head-hitting everything on a downward trend. So I think we're in a good space that's going to keep getting better.
So, John, exploration is a very risky investment, but there are some great returns that can be had. And I know some investors can almost get sucked in by a good story or somebody saying just how great it's going to be, when it is, I think, better to be more selective on the exploration plays that you invest in and truly understand the story. What do you tell your subscribers, and what do you do personally to help you be selective in terms of the exploration stories that you invest in?
Well, I gave a presentation in my workshop called Visualizing Outcomes. I sit down with the company and I say, what is the size of the prize that you are seeking? And companies are sort of prohibited from actually saying, oh, we're going to find a $1 billion gold deposit of whatever, 40 million tons of 10 gram gold and so on. But they can present a bunch of dots and make it sort of easy for me to connect them and sort of understand, aha, so this is what you guys are going after. And then, of course, I do my own outcome visualization stuff to say, well, this would be worth so and so much, which is what I did with, in the case of Arizona Silver. They had a geological model, a target. So I put this all together and said, well, your best case scenario is 60 million tons of four ounce per ton silver. You mine an open pit. Well, if you deliver that, that would be worth $400 million. They provided all the graphics, everything, the geology to support that story. And I said, this is a good shot. A lot of companies I sit down with, they're missing all these pieces. You can't put the story together.
John, it's always great having you on the show. And I think the real takeaway for investors here is to understand the story that you are buying. And everybody, stick around for the second hour dedicated to KER politics.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.